Uncensored. Radio Free America. Another exciting, informative hour is warming up. Rick Adams is on fire.
Yes, and he is back, and so are you. Hour number two. Country is indeed in the very best of hands, as you can see. Speaking of hands, and whose hands it's in, this L.A. Times article, which is interesting that it did appear anywhere in American media, by Ashraf Khalil, Rania Kadri, and Josh Meyer, special to the Times from Amman. Suicide bombers carried out nearly simultaneous attacks on three Western chain hotels here Wednesday night, killing at least 57 people, wounding more than 100, and emphatically ending Jordan's status as an oasis of relative calm in the Middle East. What does that tell you, huh? Gotta join the New World Order, boys. The blasts struck the Grand Hyatt, Radisson SAS, and Days Inn in the Jordanian capital just before 9 p.m. You know the story. And interestingly enough, at the Radisson, an assistant detonated an explosives belt in the midst of a wedding party in a crowded banquet hall, resulting in extensive casualties. Emergency workers rushing to the scene used bellman's carts to carry the wounded out of the hotel. The flood of victims overwhelmed local hospitals. A surgeon at Istiklal Hospital reported bodies coming left and right. 16 corpses were placed in a single room, and dozens of the injured were in danger of dying overnight, the surgeon said. No group had claimed responsibility immediately following the bombings, but Western intelligence officials said the multiple, tightly coordinated suicide attacks focusing on relatively soft targets bore the hallmark of the al-Qaeda network. Mowasher, in an interview on CNN, said that although it was too early to tell for sure, he believed al-Qaeda-affiliated Jordanian-born militant Abu Musab Zarqawi was obviously the prime suspect. Early reports indicated that the majority of the victims Wednesday were Jordanian civilians. The injured included Mostafa Assad, the internationally famed film director, Syrian-born film director, a movie such as The Message and Lion of the Desert, and his 30-year-old daughter, Reem, died in one of those blasts. Now, let's see here. Madison Connolly, a spokesman for the U.S. Embassy in Amman, said no American citizens were known to have been injured at the time. Associated Press reported that an American at the Hyatt, who was speaking with a southern drawl, had said, "My friends are dead. The blast shattered the entrance to the five-star hotel." And then, interestingly enough, the U.S. Embassy was advising Americans in Amman to take what the spokesman called common-sense precautions, such as avoiding large crowds and keeping a low profile. The Israeli newspaper Haaretz reported that Israelis staying at the Radisson on Wednesday had been evacuated before the attacks and escorted back, apparently due to a specific security threat. Amos Angoroya, a former senior Israeli counterintelligence official, said in a phone interview with The Times that sources in Israel had also told him about the pre-attack evacuation. Well, isn't that interesting? Deja vu, huh? We'll be back with more. I'm Rick Adams. Stay tuned.
Gano Cafe is the new energy drink that is sweeping the globe. Already a number one beverage in Asia, Gano Cafe is the new energy drink for coffee, tea, and cocoa lovers. What makes Gano Cafe special is the secret ingredient, reishi, a concentration of six species of red mushroom, also known as the miraculous king of herbs. Known for its high nutritional value, reishi packs a bigger punch than ginseng. One packet of Gano Cafe is the energy equivalent of a whole pot of coffee. All natural Gano Cafe tastes great and is a drug-free alternative for optimal health and longevity, with several delicious varieties including mocha, hot cocoa, and the Brazilian coffee classic. You can experience Gano Cafe for yourself. Find out what people around the world are drinking for energy and how they meet the demands of a busy day in a natural and healthy way. Try Gano Cafe today. Visit www.gethealthyoncoffee.com or call 888-784-0718. Call now and receive a free gift with your first order. Again, that is 888-784-0718.
Over 100 million Americans have dangerously high cholesterol. Are you one of them? North American Urban Spice has developed Cholestamine, an all-natural food-based supplement proven to give your body the nutritional support it needs to lower cholesterol and improve circulation naturally without the side effects of harmful prescription drugs. Call today, 800-243-5242, 800-243-5242 for Cholestamine.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a 1-year subscription plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll free 888-699-NEWS or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Today, we're all going to learn a new term. It's only 2 words. Now listen closely. Can all of you say constructive fraud?
Constructive fraud!
Oh, I can say it. I can say it. Tony Blair, George Bush, yeah, we can all say it. Al-Zarqawi, all right. Getting back to this story before we go to the phones. Amos N. Gurria, a former senior Israeli counterterrorism official, said in a phone interview with the L.A. Times that sources in Israel had also told him about the pre-attack evacuations. It means there was excellent intelligence that this thing was going to happen, said Gurria, a former leader of the Israeli Defense Forces, who now heads the Institute for Global Security Law and Policy in Case Western Reserve University, where? In Cleveland. The question that needs to be answered is, why weren't the Jordanians working at the hotel similarly removed? Jordanian security forces were placed on high alert, deploying throughout the capital around hotels, embassies, and malls. The government sealed off the borders and announced that all government and public offices would be closed in the morning today. Jordan's King Abdullah II condemned the attacks. And, of course, in Washington, Baby Bush said the bombings again demonstrated the terrible cruelty of the terrorists and the great toll they take on civilized society. Then he said that Jordan would now become a key ally in the war on terror. Oh my. Jordan has long enjoyed a reputation as a relative safe zone, sandwiched between its violent, unstable neighbors, Israel and the Palestinian territories to the west, and Iraq to the east. Nestled amid the tumult, Jordan looks at that like a sleepy strip of desert and rugged mountains. Tourist-friendly and eager to get along politically with other Arab countries as well as the West. Now they've got these suicide attacks. My goodness, isn't that convenient for George Bush, for Dick Cheney, for Donald Rumsfeld, for Tony Blair, and the globalist Zionist elite? My, oh my, what a bombing will do, huh? Oh, yes. And the Israeli newspaper Haaretz reported that Israelis staying at the Radisson on Wednesday had been evacuated before the attacks and escorted back home, apparently due to a specific security threat. How nice. Doesn't that tell you something? Doesn't that tell you that the people who are responsible for this were not the al-Zarqawis? They were not the so-called al-Qaedaites or anyone else of that sort. Makes you wonder, huh? I believe I know who's responsible for it. I believe it's the same group of intelligence agencies from Israel, Britain, and the United States, all of them working together to create acts of terror for their obvious goal. What could be more obvious than this? And all these alleged confessions and husband and wife teams and all of this. Sounds like Britain again, huh? The subway bombings. Sounds familiar, doesn't it? Sounds like 9/11. Yeah. And now we've got, what's his name, running around, Tom Kane, who was the chairman of the commission allegedly investigating 9/11 and the shortcomings and failures, when itself, of course, was a failure, now telling us we are woefully unprepared for any one of these attacks, biochemical, nuclear, radiological, any of them. Repeating that over and over, almost as if he's inviting something to happen, huh? Isn't that interesting? Sure is to me. What do you think? 800-313-9443 is the number. 800-313-9443. Uncensored Radio Free America. Rick Adams, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio. I think there's one man here on the line right now that can make a little bit of sense of all of this. Hello, Joe.
Hello, Rick.
Yes.
Well, I can't do much about it, but my father's words can do a lot about it.
Oh, yes?
Yes, it's called the Word of God.
Uh-huh.
And in that Word of God, you know, I've been studying for many, many years prophecy, and mm-hmm. I've never come across that the fact that there would be a, in the end times, a world pestilence where mm-hmm. hundreds of thousands of millions and billions of people would be killed. In fact, I've read just the opposite. You know, my father told me in Matthew 24, Mark 13,
uh-huh.
and Luke 21, which are the seven seals that you should be sealed with in the end times to know the truth. He said one of the first things he said was, let no man deceive you by any means, because there would be many would be deceived. You see, deception is the name of the game.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
In Amos chapter 8, verse 12. In Amos chapter 8, verse 12, he said the famine that you experience in the end times is not a famine for bread, but it's a famine for understanding the Word of God.
Mm-hmm.
See, many don't understand the Word of God because their teachers are false teachers, if I can make it plain and simple.
Mm-hmm.
They're government religious teachers. world government religious teaches. I like to cover the entire spectrum, because that's the way it's written in the scriptures.
Yes.
So the killing that would take place in the end times would be spiritual killing, yes. There'd be many walking dead. They'd be spiritually killed for lack of understanding of the word, because the false teachers brought forth false truth. You see, this, all these events that we're seeing in the end times, and you know, Satan's children are very, very cunning, very intelligent. They have supernatural entities that they work with, very close with. In fact, they themselves are half angels. So they have it's uncanny how they are in the right place at the right time, at all times.
Yes.
So don't be surprised when you see certain things happen, and especially in these end times.
Well, you know, Joe, isn't it interesting when we see all these things happening in a pattern, and now we have more and more experts coming out, Professor Jones at Brigham Young University. You know, we've got a number of them all over, Texas A&M, Reynolds, Morgan Reynolds. We've got people who know something about science and also have a little common sense. They are all questioning the official story of 9/11, the attacks on America on that fateful day, and yet all of what they have said and what they have observed and what others have reported has escaped inquiry in most of the mainstream media. That is the Washington Post, New York Times, front page articles. Now, you get little tidbits along the way in, you know, back page articles or stories planted on page 287, you know. But here you have to put the pieces of the puzzle together. And just as a casual observer who knows a little bit about Scripture, you know, I think I know a little bit now. Who realizes that deception is the end game tactic of the enemy, has to question everything this government, this Bush administration has said, not only about Iraq, but about everything preceding Iraq, including and especially 9/11. Everything it said and did not say right from the get-go proves there's something suspicious about whole thing. And there's something awfully rotten in Washington. Not Denmark, but Washington. You see, it's all obvious to a mind that can appreciate these basic fundamental truths. It doesn't take a genius to figure it out. You don't have to be a nuclear expert, an expert in physics, or an expert in the laws of science to understand that two planes allegedly cannot bring down three buildings the way they came down. It's just that simple. And now people are beginning to question all of this. But the questioning of it doesn't stop it. And it doesn't impede these conspiracies that are working across the globe to create this global union. Right, Joe?
That's right, Rick. You see, the scenario of the end times has to come to pass exactly the way it's written in the scriptures.
Mm-hmm.
Because what's written in the scriptures happened in the First World Age.
The age that was
we're just
before.
Doing, yes.
Mm-hmm.
We're just doing a rebroadcast of what happened in the First World Age. And for those that can understand the scriptures, they see what happened in that First World Age. You talk to most teachers out there today, they don't even know that there was a First World Age, right?
Yes.
You plant some seeds for the First World Age, and they look at you like you're, you know,
oh, by the way,
strangers to the scriptures.
By the way, Joe, in that First World Age, I got a hunch that Satan lost.
Yes, he did, Rick. I'm glad to report this fact.
Yeah.
And, you know, he almost, he deceived a third of God's created angels.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe many of them are here in this 1948 good and bad fig tree generation.
Sure. You want to hang on, Joe, when we come back?
Yeah, let's go for it, Rick.
All right, stay on a few more minutes, and we'll invite more people to call in right now. Get on the lines, 800-313-9443. I'm Rick Adams. Radio Avenger will return.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years, and gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Uri International, that's the name. Put the good health and nutrition back in your food with 30 years of research in organic farming and importing powerful organic berries from South America and the Orient. This is an exciting nutrition buying club with a 50% fast cash bonus paid weekly for sharing these exceptional organic products with friends and family. No additives, no preservatives, no pasteurization, coming right from the farm to you. Take it from me, Rick Adams. These products will change the health of your body and your life with the highest quality, tremendous value, low prices, and a great opportunity for you to make that extra money you need. Over 35 live products, free website, training, and leads. This is the company you've been waiting for. Let food be your medicine and medicine your food. Call Barbara right now, 1-800-543-6606. That's 1-800-543-6606, Uri International.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Don't feel like the Lone Ranger. You've got the Radio Avenger on your side.
Hey, Rick Adams is on. Hey, turn your horse radio on. Rick Adams is on. Ouch.
Yeah. Okay. We are back, ladies and gentlemen. And Joe on the line with us right now. We'll take your calls in just a few moments. Joe, as I said, this is a pretty obvious thing to me and you and others who are biblically in tune and also just have a little bit of common sense. But as one of the callers said earlier, Adam, I think it was, who said, you know, you could talk to friends and family and strangers and people on the street, and there are just people, it doesn't matter what you tell them, they will not believe it. They do not believe that the sun produces heat. They do not believe water is wet. They do not believe that the earth is a globe, that it's round. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So it doesn't matter what you or I say. They will not be convinced. And in Jesus' day, he faced the same situation, didn't he?
Yes, he sure did.
What did he say? What did he say to them?
Where were all of those when he was hanging on the cross? Where were all of his followers, Rick?
Yeah, where were they?
How far did they
question.
Run and how fast?
Yeah. They certainly
who stuck around? How many stuck around, Rick?
Not many, did
when
they?
When the nails were going in.
Nope.
Not many. It's going to be kind of the same way in the end times, so
yep.
Don't expect too much
no.
from people.
No, that's
they're
right.
They're good people, but they just haven't studied.
Not only that, but, you know, there a lot of people are lazy. And I think most people really fall into that category of not wanting to do anything, and quite frankly, not wanting to know the truth. Because if you start digging, the truth makes you pretty nervous, and it means you have to do something. You have to be responsible, right?
Well, you know, they're very fortunate in the fact that they're listening to this particular program that you conduct here.
Yes.
And your ministry is a very interesting ministry in that it's isolated, and I don't know of too many like it worldwide. And you allow the truth to go over your program, and I'm sure the Father is very, very happy with that fact. I'd just like to finish by saying, Rick, that this might help people. If I can get this over to those that are listening that have the ears to hear and the eyes to see, I call it the magic glasses and the big ears.
Well,
Satan's tribulation.
That's it, sure.
Just before the tribulation of our Father, which comes last. He's the last trump. You see, Satan's tribulation comes just before. It's a seven-year tribulation. It's shortened to 5 months. And it's actually shortened to 2.5 months. But in that period of time, Satan is going to be on this earth bringing the one-world system, which will fail miserably. He's going to bring it into fruition. And he's also going to bring prosperity with it. And he's going to call himself Jesus. He's going to call himself Buddha. He's going to call himself all the big-name religious leaders of the world. But his tribulation is a tribulation of peace. Now, if I can get any message across to those listening, now, the point I want to get across to them is this. Satan's tribulation is not going to be a tribulation of diseases and blood and guts. It's going to be just the opposite. And this is what deception is. They build you up for a blood and guts scenario when his scenario is going to be, his entrance is going to be peace and prosperity to the world. He's going to bring peace to the world. Prosperity, and people are going to say, this is Jesus, this is Buddha, this is Muhammad, this is all of them rolled up into one.
Yep.
You see, deception is the name of the game, Rick, and that is the ultimate deception. So if you think you're seeing deception now, you haven't seen nothing yet.
I know.
It's on its way.
It's coming.
To this earth. And it's going to be landing very shortly.
We've been deceived. You talk about weapons of mass deception here with Bush and Roosevelt's World War II scenario and Wilson. They all lied to the nation. They're all lies. All wars are based on lies for the most part, at least in my study of history. So it's one of those things, Joe, where you know, you have to realize that if you don't understand it, then God help you. We pray for you. But if you understand it and you know what's going on, you have nothing to worry about if you place your trust in him, in the Father. All right, Joe?
I'd like to just say to those Christians out there, if you don't know who the Kenites are, find yourself a teacher that will teach you who the Kenites are. If you don't know who the Kenites are and your teacher doesn't, then I'd move away fast until I found one.
Okay,
that
Joe.
Be your litmus test.
Very good
Thank
litmus
you.
Test. Thank you. And say hello to whoever it is that's talking there in the background. All right. Appreciate it. Okay. Well, anyway, the message got across. The point got across. That's the interesting thing. And when we come back, more calls we'll take if you wish to participate. But also, I'm hot on information tonight and what's going on behind the scenes. This New York Times and WMD, Redux, Albright, the rest of them. We'll talk about Iran again next. And more. Stay tuned. I'm Rick Adams. Uncensored Radio, Free America will continue.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11th through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Digestive problems can be miserable. Get rid of acid reflux, irritable bowel syndrome, and excessive bloating naturally. Gastrinex is the wild and natural herbal support for all digestive problems. It's a powerful blend of herbs, spices, and enzymes to stop digestive problems quickly. For any digestive need, take Gastrinex. Call 800-243-5242 today.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
How are you, time? Thousands of years of building and rebuilding, creating and recreating so you can let it crumble like dust. A million years of sensitive men dying for their dreams. For what? So you can sweep and dance and play.
Yeah, that's what it comes down to, America. You bunch of cowards, America. Yeah. You, Osama got it right. He got it right. You pay your taxes, you contribute to the problem, you support the government, and the government kills in your name. Government murders. Government kills and murders. Look what they did in the previous wars. All in the name of liberation, huh? Well, here are the New York Times, November 13th, all right, for November 13th, just a couple of days ago, had an article, relying on computer, U.S. seeks to prove Iran's nuclear arms. Now, there's a deep and misleading flaw in that article, by the way. William J. Breed and David Sanger repeatedly characterize the context of computer files as containing information about a nuclear warhead design when the information actually describes a re-entry vehicle for a missile. Can you imagine this? I mean, this distinction is not a minor one, my friends. And people should understand the difference between the two objects, particularly when the information does not contain any word such as nuclear or nuclear warhead. The black box carried by the re-entry vehicle may appear to be a nuclear warhead, but the documents do not state that the warhead is. You know, this is what's amazing. This is how they distort. This is the New York Times. And this broad, who only spent 85 days in jail, just because she left, the Times, doesn't mean the lies have left. Doesn't mean the deception has left. Doesn't mean the propaganda mills have left or the Zionist control. Not in the least. Judith Miller, you're still there. Stories like this, you know, are typical. Typically misleading the public. And this is why we have programs like this one. And networks like ours. Republic Broadcasting. Because without it, you don't really have anything. Thank goodness. Thank goodness. And we have the American Free Press. Without it, and papers like it, we really wouldn't have much information at all. Real journalists, real story investigators, real, if you will, informers, people that are informing us what's going on, not the hack journalist of the New York Times. And this email from Peter Van Dam, we may have him on the program very soon again. Mr. Van Dam, who is in Virginia nowadays, challenged the judicial tyranny in the courts in Rhode Island pertaining to education law. And he said, I find this very upsetting. I thought I'd pass it along to you. The U.S. government, in its infinite wisdom, has decided that every state must now make every person's driver's license available on the web. Did you know that? Check your driver's license. Now you can see anyone's driver's license on the Internet, including your own. I just searched for mine, and there it was, picture and all. Thanks, Homeland Security. Privacy, where is our right to it? I definitely removed mine. I suggest you all do the same. And he says, go to the website and check it out. Just enter your name, city, and state to see if yours is on file. After your license comes up on the screen, click the box marked Please Remove. This will remove it from public viewing, but not from law enforcement. Any of you done that? Let's see. www.license.shorttirl.com. Let me see this. Yeah, www.license.shorturl.com. Want to try it? Well, try it. Let me know what you find out. Huh? Let me see if I can do it. I don't know if I can do it with my limited means here. Let's see. Rick Adams to the rescue. All right. Let's see now. Are we doing it? I don't know. What did I say? .org, Paul? Or .dot something? .com? You want to try it too? Go ahead. You try it. And I'll try it. Let's see what comes up. Driver's license search. Here we are. Oh, my. Yeah, the Freedom of Information Act, VAVA, provides public access to motor vehicles driver's information electronic format. How do you like that, ladies and gentlemen? All right. Let's see if we can do it. Give them your first name. All right. And give them your last name. Let's see if we can do it. You can call me in, by the way, if you've done it successfully, and you can let me know at 800-313-9443. You got that? That's all you have to do. Let's see here. I can't spell anyway. Goodness gracious me. All right. Let us see here if I can find mine. What state am I from? I don't even know. Right? I'm from the state of depression. You know what that is? The state of depression. That's what I'm from. I'm sure Doug must be doing this now. Yeah, in Texas, and all of you out there doing it. Let's see what comes up. Mm-hmm. Oh, my. I'm dropping things here. That was my false teeth. Okay, we're checking driver's license. Do-do-do-do-do. You can do yours, Paul. I see Paul. I see Paul up there. No, I don't. Not yet. I'll search to see his modus. I'll search to see his modus operandi. Mm-mm. Yep. You can view it, ladies and gentlemen. View it for yourself. Come on now. Look. Take your name off. Take your picture off. Off this website right now. Driver's license search. Brought to you by the National Motor Vehicle License Bureau. How's that? Isn't that something? A big baboon appears there. Yep. A big baboon. And that's my picture. Right there. I made you look. Anyway. All right. I'm just being facetious. Having a little fun. I knew I'd get you. I knew it. Paul fell for it. All of you fell for it, didn't you? All right. Well, anyway, I just thought I'd let you know. Just having a little fun. Now, on to other things, by the way. We've been talking tonight about guns, actually. We started off talking about guns and this business of what they've done in the city of, I call it the city where I left my heart, in San Francisco, and this ban on firearms, handguns, which, of course, is totally insane, as you can see. Totally ludicrous, and yet it is being done over and over and over again. As we said, with the hate bill, with other bills, it doesn't matter what the issue is, Satan never sleeps, and if they don't get you in this session, they're going to get you in the next session. So it doesn't really matter, does it? You're going to get it, whether you like it or not. That's what they're telling us. That's what they've always told us. I think we'll go to the phones now at 800-313-9443. And I don't have my screen in front of me right now, but I figured that one of them will probably be Doug from Texas. And then the next one, I will look it up immediately. Hello, Doug. You are on my program.
Hello, Rick.
Yes, sir.
Joe, you know, I was thinking clearly before I listened to him, and now I'm sort of confounded because he, I think he ought to just be a prescription guy that you know, your psychiatrist prescribes that you listen to Joe if you're capable of figuring that out. Because what he said was, if you're preacher or teacher doesn't know what a canine is, then you need to find one that does.
Mm-hmm.
Well, to me, that's equivalent of saying if your teacher doesn't know the alphabet properly, you need to find one that does. Well, how would you know that unless you knew the alphabet?
Mm-hmm. Well,
that makes sense.
You've got to listen to Joe for us to understand what he's talking about, then you go and ask your preacher.
Okay.
You follow?
Sort of. Sort of. But I was extremely offended that you were talking anti-Semitic when you said that the Israelis knew. You know, that's anti-Semitic. If
right.
Questioned JFK assassination.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't do it. I mean, if you question that the official story might not be correct, all of a sudden, the Anti-Defamation League, the Jewish Defense League, and everybody just springs out and says, you know, they're pointing fingers at us.
Yeah.
Do we look
time,
guilty or what?
Yeah, this time, look where it's coming from. It's coming from the L.A. Times, the three reporters here. So what do you make of this? You think we can get that hate law through and maybe charge them under the Global Anti-Semitism Act?
Yeah. I think that that's a possibility. The you're aware that the second most prolific bombing group in the United States, terrorist group in the United States, is the Jewish Defense League.
Is that right?
Yep.
Well, I wouldn't be surprised. We just lost one of their minions again in prison. This is the second time one has been killed now.
Who was this latest one?
Well, I read it last week on the program. His name escapes me right now, but he followed Irv Rubin. You remember?
Yeah, I know Irv.
Irv supposedly jumped to his death. Committed suicide. And the second in command, who was in jail, was apparently exercising and bashed in the head with some object.
Huh.
An assailant. I wonder what the reason would be. What in the world would the reason be for silencing them? Or, excuse me, for this strange attack? I guess he just had a fight the day before, huh? There's no explanation given here.
I don't know why, Rick, that Comrade Chertoff, being the dual loyalist that he is, mm-hmm. didn't just ship him back to Israel like he did the 160 spies that they caught, the people that were filming and applauding the World Trade Center deal. And he just, dual loyalist, I like that term. You know, he's a citizen of Israel and the United States. That's like having your mistress and a wife and saying, you're a dual loyalist.
Mm-hmm.
You love your mistress and you love
your wife.
And the only thing I think that would trump that would be a triple loyalist, maybe. He had two mistresses and a wife, but these terms are just, dual loyalists.
Well, let's not get carried away now. You see, there's only a tiny handful of these instances in which Israel finds out and has advanced knowledge and knows these things and has spies working against their host country.
I understand that, Scotty.
Very, very few.
It's probably only about 98% of the time.
That's all.
Just like Edgar Steele says,
tiny minority.
Edgar Steele says that, people are, they call lawyers liars, crooks, thieves, this and that and the other.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other 1% bear the brunt of all that guilt.
I get the message. Very nice of you. Anything else, Doug, on your mind before we continue?
I don't want to get kicked off the network. Voluntarily censored myself.
You have a way with words. Thank you for your call. All right. Very fascinating. It certainly is, though. You know, when you talk about the strange deaths of certain people, and then we have the foreknowledge, 9/11, you have Bibi Netanyahu in England being escorted out of the hotel or back to his hotel and being forewarned of the attacks, and once again the Israelis taking their own out of the hotel. No one else counts, of course, but them. How's that? 800-313-9443. Clinton in Wisconsin, you are now on the air.
Hello, Rick.
Yes.
Well,
hello.
You got me, buddy.
How do I got you?
I saw your picture up there on the website.
You did?
And you know what? You know what's funny about that? That's the second time I fell for that.
I saw yours, too.
Yeah. Look, we must be twins. Because you made a monkey out of me.
that was funny. I made everybody look
good. And that's the second time I fell for that. You know, you don't think.
No, I know. I mean, it goes to show you that we can lead people. Sure.
Right. A smooth voice.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
A seemingly credible presentation,
mm-hmm.
and bang, there you are. You're right at the deception, man.
Doesn't take much.
That's why I get off on our friend Mr. Pike. and last night, your caller, I called in and I got a few words in.
You mean my guest?
Your guest, excuse me. I didn't hear the whole thing. It was really compelling, but I wanted to say, remember I said I want to pretend like I'm Doug for a minute and nitpick?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, when people refer to what we've done as a people and as a society as an experiment, I feel like a lab rat, and I just want to help people know that we should drop that. You know, and I don't mean to pick on people.
Well, see, I use the experiment in my TV program, the deadly experiment, but there's a reason for it. And that is that there was another program on statewide television called the Lively Experiment, so I did the flip side.
Yeah.
All right, do you want to hang on?
Yeah, thank
you. All right,
you.
We'll be back to wrap up in just a few moments. I'm Rick Adams.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Hi, this is Rick Adams. Are you concerned about all of the media talk about the various new bird flu and other flu strains entering our country? Well, if you're hesitant about unknown ingredients in the popular flu vaccines, good for you. There is a natural, healthy alternative. Among them is this one, a successful, organic, natural, potent product from Uri International. It really works to prevent and rapidly eliminate the flu and cold symptoms. The 8 synergistic ingredients in immune enhancement works rapidly to raise your immune system without any side effects. Easy to swallow, no side effects, and safe for all ages. Call Barbara, 908-647-5093. Again, 908-647-5093, and mention Rick Adams when you call.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
By some awful quirk of fate, the Morlocks had become the masters and the Eloi their servants. The Morlocks maintained them and bred them like cattle.
Yes, indeed, and my cattle, you are all out there, I'm sure. All right, to wrap up now, we are taking probably our final call with Clinton. And as you were saying, Clinton, about experiments.
Yeah, you know, when people refer to our Constitution and a process where of the development of our society, I feel like a lab rat when they describe that. Because actually, That's what they're doing to us, these domestic enemies.
We're their lab rats.
And last night the guest made some comments about, you know, when you get these people like from India and these call centers on the phone to ask to speak to somebody, blah, 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 give them a hard time isn't going to work. I went through that. I made that mistake. I felt anger towards them. And then I woke up and I realized, you know, they're just like you and me, Rick. Those people need jobs. They need to work. They have families. They want to have a nice life. But they're being manipulated by these controlling factors. The same people that Mr. Pike wants us to go call. And this is a problem now because, on the one hand, this is how a representative government should work. People should be speaking to their representatives.
No, but that's true. That's the point. Yeah.
Right, that is the point. But however, on the other hand, what you find is these same people are the domestic enemies. And we're being led. God tells us,
you know what it is?
The Word tells us to do one thing, get out of it, and these other people tell us to go right back in. And, you know, there's a really interesting website. Now, this one's for real. It's called issues2002.org. Anybody wants to look up any of these people, like Frist, for example. This is a name that Ted Pike has thrown around as being friendly to those concerns that Christians have. Now, Frist is very outspoken about abortion, but if you look up the rest of this man's record, he's an enemy of the American people.
Well, he wouldn't be, he wouldn't be the majority leader there if he wasn't, right?
That's right. And all these men are on committees. And I really took umbrage when Ted Pike is trying to tell people, oh, these guys just don't know what's really going on. They don't really know what's in these bills.
Well, I know. I've said that, too.
No, wait.
Yeah.
These guys, Rick, they got millions of dollars at their disposal. Don't forget, most of these people are millionaires who built companies from the ground up. They know how to control people. They know how to learn everything. They've got aides and runners and this and that. These people know what they're doing.
No, you never give them the benefit of the doubt because
that's
they're politicians, and
so
I agree.
It's really wrong to mislead people to try to convince them to think that these people are...
See, here's the way I look at it, Clinton. No, I don't do an apology for any of these politicians because I think it's way past that point, too.
Me too.
So we need to kiss their butt. However, I will say this, that we can't give them the excuse of them claiming they never heard from us in the first place. So we have to be the squeaky wheel that gets the grease and go after them, hammer and tongs anyway, and keep calling them and harassing them and driving them nuts just so we can say, we're here and we don't care what you do. We're not going to let you take our rights away. Anyway.
I want to talk about that when we have some more time.
All right.
For time tonight. God bless you all.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye now. All right, another interesting program tonight. And tomorrow night, God willing, we'll be back at 8 Central to do it all over again. Stay tuned and join us then. Good night, everyone.
In America, we value our liberty. But there's a new movement quietly being pursued by politicians that will take away our precious freedoms. It's been deceptively named the Free Trade Area of the Americas, or FTAA. Proponents claim that their objective is to promote trade by removing barriers between the countries of North and South America. In reality, the FTAA is a raw power grab. It will lead to a new government over the entire Western Hemisphere. This supergovernment will steadily take away America's rights, our Constitution, even the freedoms that we love so dearly. Protect your freedoms. Go to stoptheftaa.org. Then let Congress know that the FTAA is not an option for America. Stoptheftaa.org. And keep America free.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.